I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every Friday, just about. Speaking of the arts.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for driving all the way in.
Happy Friday and happy Veterans Day.
Happy 1-1-1-1-1-1.
Oh, that's right.
11-11-11.
11-11-11.
And there's that big celebration going on where they're doing all kinds of blessings. And
was this the thing that's happening in the rail? Is it in the
rail yard? Yeah, the rail yard. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Music.
Water something.
Water something.
Yeah.
There are people who believe in holy water.
Yes.
And others who don't.
Mm-hmm.
There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, it sounds like a lot of fun, actually. It sounds like there's good things going on all day, and there's a little ceremony at 11:11 this morning.
Yeah.
And what else is going on?
That event kind of snuck up on me. It was sort of like last minute. I didn't really know that much about it until I listened to your show.
Oh.
And you were speaking to someone who was involved with it.
Raphael Weisman.
Raphael Weisman, who sort of everything fell into place.
Yeah.
Sort of at the last minute, and this big event going on. I'm sitting here tripping out on these paintings here.
By Nick Gadbois.
Nick Gadbois over here at the Santa Fe Baking Company.
Nick is a very, very good painter.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously a little silly to try and describe paintings over the radio. But
we do it all the time.
But imagine scenes of the natural world with buildings in them, and then there's sort of like color filters over each of these scenes.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it.
Which ties in perfectly to a story that I wrote in today's Pasatiempo about iPhone photography. Which is a pretty nerdy subject.
iPhone photography. That is a nerdy subject. And it's so ubiquitous that finding the good iPhone images would be challenging.
Yes.
What I love about them is that they're both magical and desolate, these Nick Gadbois paintings.
Yeah. No.
At the same time. It's strange.
Yeah, no. It's there's no people in them. It's a very deserted feeling.
Yeah.
But in an awesome way.
I've known his work for 20 years, and he's a very, very good painter. And, you know, the paintings here in the Santa Fe Baking Company, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're, you know, a good start, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy's
the real thing.
And
when they're good, we tend to mention it.
Yes.
What is going on this beautiful week?
You tell me.
Well, there's the weekend, but I got to get something out of the way first.
Okay.
2001 Winter Writing Contest, Pasatiempo Winter Writing Contest. Is in full effect. And we have a couple of things going on. We have a couple of categories. We have a story, we have a poetry or prose up to 500 words for kids, and adults up to 1,000 words. And then adult writers, we have something called Everyone is a Critic this year. This is your chance to sound off like we do a lot.
Right? Everyone is,
yeah,
in fact, a critic.
So any event, like a book, a play, a film, an exhibition, or a concert, or a CD that's sort of that you've experienced or was released in the last 3 months, write a 500-word or less review about it, and include the venue and date. And if you go to look in the Pasatiempo, you can find out about the writing contest. We do this every winter. Stories, but this year there's a new, you know, the critique part of it is new. The winning entries are going to be published in Pasatiempo on Friday, December 23rd, right in time for Christmas. The deadline, though, is 4 p.m. Thursday, December 1st. So pick up a copy of the Pasatiempo and find out details about our writing contest.
You know, being a good critic is no joke. It's not easy.
It's not. It's not.
I remember the first time I went to Los Angeles many years ago, and I picked up the weekly paper, and I didn't know any. I'd never been to Los Angeles. I've never been back since, actually. But, and I thought, you know, oh, it's just going to be cheesy Hollywood celebrity. And I read the film reviews; they were so good. I was like, I got a depth about this film without having even seen it. If I do see it, it will enrich it to have read this review.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, it's true. I've only been doing it for 11 years.
I know, you're
or
good.
Something like that.
You're good.
11 years, and I still struggle with it. I still struggle with it. Anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the calendar. Let's talk about events that are happening in town this week.
Phrases, a night of music and poetry, Tuesday, November 15th at 7:30 with music by Simple Spells, cello and piano duo, and Pitch and Bark, drum and bass duo. Poetry read by College of Santa Fe SFUAD creative writing alumni and faculty, including Dana Levin, Tommy Archuleta, Joanne Dwyer, Christopher Johnson, and Michael Wilson. It's at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space.
Sweet.
Nice.
There's a lot more art openings going on than there were, it seems, than last week. Pop Gallery over there on Water Street is having their pop, their annual Pop Love exhibit, and there's a reception tonight at 6, I believe it's at 6 p.m. Red Dot Gallery, which is a great gallery that supports Santa Fe Community College students and their work. There's a reception over there from 4:30 to 7:30 tonight. Lumen Photography, so this is a photography show. Let's see, Santa Fe Weaving Gallery. You were telling me something about you were going to go see some rugs this weekend, right?
Yeah, there's a rug. There's some kind of rug auction. So I don't even know anything about it. My friend is taking me there.
Awesome. I don't know if I would. You said it was like in Gallup or something. I'm not sure if I would drive that far for a rug.
Sometimes getting out of Dodge.
It doesn't matter. It's not the destination. It's the journey.
It's the journey.
Yes. Because, it's a rug journey, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, because you take a magic carpet to get there. That's the good part.
Yes. There's some Veterans Day events, of course. We have the Veterans Day Heavy Metal Showcase tonight at Warehouse 21. This is awesome. No, I'm kidding.
Is that a new event? I've never heard of that before.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
I know a lot of vets, a lot of guys that return from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they went there country music fans, and they came back heavy metal heads. And there's a great lineup. Casa Vita is on the bill, and they are sort of, it's like their comeback, but it's a two-piece metal act. And who else is going to be there? East of the Wall and White Arms of Athena. I love some of these names. And Soul to Rest. That's at 6:30 p.m. at Warehouse 21 tonight. Let's see.
And to honor the work of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, Southwest Seminars is presenting a lecture by Jack Leffler, author of Adventures with Ed, A Portrait of Abby, on Monday, the 14th of November. The lecture is titled Defending Homeland, Decades on the Front Lines of Environmentalism in New Mexico. It's at 6 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe. There's a small admission fee for the lecture. Refreshments will be served. And if I may add, Jack Leffler is one of our great treasures here in New Mexico. He's
yes.
a wonderful writer, great environmentalist, and just the nicest guy in the world. Saying.
I concur. Hey, there's a Veterans Day parade today, and it starts on the plaza at 10 a.m., and there's a ceremony at 11 a.m.
Excellent.
And if you want to find out more information about that, you can call 955-6042. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate for the parade today.
It does. I just saw a glimmer of sun.
Yeah. Here's a really cool event. I mentioned Warehouse 21. They are doing a Rock for Food event. And this is on Saturday, November 12th. There's going to be tons of live music. And basically what they'd like is they'd like you to bring non-perishable food items to donate to the Food Depot, Kitchen Angels, and Youth Shelters of Santa Fe. And this event is on Saturday, November 12th. I believe it's 2 to 10 p.m., so it's an all-day thing. We've got performances by The Strange, Chongo, which is a great local cover band, Zealous Grooves, tons of DJs. There's going to be an art exhibit, and this is a great way to bring attention to the need to stock our food pantries, not just during the holidays, but always.
The Muse Times 2 Poetry Series continues this coming Thursday, the 17th of November, at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, with poets Jacqueline Oshereau and Catherine Strisik, and both distinguished poets. For more information, you can call Tommy at 577-5974.
Hey, it's time again for the Recycle Santa Fe Art Festival, right? It's our cover story on Pasa Tiempo today.
That's a nice cover on Pasa Tiempo.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's amazing what you can do with other people's stuff.
With rusted cans.
Yeah. But the trash fashion show is really one of the highlights, and there's a costume contest as well. That's tonight at 7 p.m. at El Museo Cultural. The festival itself runs 5 to 9 p.m. tonight, and then 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 12th, and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, November 13th, and this is all at El Museo over there in the rail yard. And you can go to recyclesantafe.org to get a full list of events and find out what ticket prices are and all that stuff. I don't know if it's too late to enter the fashion show, but you could probably log on and find out.
Also on Thursday, the 17th of November at 5:30 at Santa Fe Art Institute, there is an open studio event, and the open studios are with their residents, and as I've said before, I always enjoy going to the open studios and talking to those folks because, for example, they've got people, artists who are residents at the Institute from Brussels, Belgium, Seoul, Korea, Copenhagen, Denmark, San Francisco, the Bronx, Detroit, Chicago, Homer, Alaska, and New York. Now, what are they doing in each of those places?
I don't know.
You get used to what people do around here and our sensibility in the Southwest and in Santa Fe. But anyway, it's a wonderful opportunity to go over there. And you can find out more at 424-5050 in the 505 area code or go to sfai.org, Santa Fe Art Institute. And I'd like to congratulate the Art Institute on their wonderful event with Bill McKibben the other night.
How'd that go?
It was I think it was one of the most exciting and important events at the Lenzic that I've ever been to. And I've been to a lot of events at the Lenzic, and I love the Lenzic. But it was very, very special. And I'm going to try to get the audio of that. I had Bill McKibben on this show a week or two ago, but it was such a different feel and such a different event, and he said such different things. I'd like to let people who weren't there hear it. So I'll probably try to broadcast it in the next week or two.
I've seen some photographs of him during that event, and it looked like there were parts of it that were quite intense. So I'm interested to hear the audio if there is one.
Yeah. I mean, the audio of the whole thing would be too much to play because there were a lot of other presenters and local people doing great artworks and stuff. It was all about art. Anyway.
Okay. Hi, Mayhem Emerging Arts Fall Series. Emerging arts facility and record label and multimedia production collective. I love these guys. They're over there on Siler Lane now. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary with performances by Audible, Whispering, Half Quartet, DJ Duo, Pitch in Black, and Ink on Paper, which is one of my favorite duos. And that's at 7 p.m. on Saturday at the High Mayhem Studio over there on Siler Lane. There's a suggested donation that you can find out more at highmayhem.org. If you love experimental music, go and support these guys. They're awesome.
And tonight at El Farol, enjoy Cuban Salsa at 9:30, the Jakes at the Tin Star Saloon, the Hidden Whale, which is indie rock at Santa Fe Soul, and Flamenco Nuevo Mexico at Flamenco Nuevo Mexico Music and Dance, Casa Chimayo, wherever that is.
Yes.
Soul Man Sam at Evangelos, Country Night at Buffalo Thunder. So many other things. Lots of music and dance going on. Only one salsa, but you know, can't have everything.
Here's an event that's happening on Sunday, November 13th. KSFR radio host David Bacon, from Living on the Edge, is in conversation with Amigos Bravos, a New Mexico River conservation group, in a discussion called Coal-Powered Horror Show. Ooh. And it's at 11 a.m. on Sunday at Travel Bug over there on Paseo de Peralta. And let's see. You can call 992-0418 to find out more information about this. But it's a free discussion. Show up, grab a coffee, which you will pay for.
But not that much.
But not that much. And talk about the coal-powered horror show.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Tons of music happening. You know, one of the nicknames I have for my dog is Narnia. I'm not sure why. It just kind of happened. But this weekend, their Pandemonium Productions Student Ensemble presents Narnia the Musical, sort of based on the book, you know, The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis.
Uh-huh.
And there's a performance tonight at 7 p.m. at the James A. Little Theater, and it continues Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th, and Sunday and Monday, November 20th and 21st. So if you call 982-3327, you can find out ticket information. This is a fun fall show for kids. It really is.
Yeah.
They love the Narnia. They're all over the Narnia.
Did you read those when you were little?
I did not.
I did.
I did not.
The first one I loved. A lot of those series of children's books, the first one is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then they're never quite as good after that, or at least, or maybe I just got tired of them or something, but The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was just gorgeous.
I'm embarrassed to say, I think I'm the only person who hasn't read it.
Yeah, you're the only person in the whole world.
That I know. Everyone I know says that they have read the book, and I have not. But
well, you still could.
I've seen the films.
Is that the same with Harry Potter?
No, I watched the first Harry Potter movie and lost total interest in the whole thing. Just totally lost interest.
Hey, did you hear about 99? Was it
99 or the
99 for 99?
Is that
did
Herman,
we talk about
isn't
that?
Isn't that Herman Cain's?
No.
That his, no. What is it?
Han Ross Gallery is hosting a fundraiser entitled 99
for $99,
a benefit arts. To benefit arts programming at the New Mexico School for the Arts. All sorts of notable artists like Michael Nominga, Darren Vigil Gray, Jennifer Joseph, Tony O'Brien, Elizabeth Hahn, Nancy Suter, many more. 99 pieces of art will be created on a 10x10 birch panel by New Mexico School for the Arts visual arts students, faculty, and artists from the community, and each one is available for $99. The opening reception is tonight. It goes through Sunday, and it's at Han Ross Gallery at 409 Canyon Road in Santa Fe.
Did you talk about OR yet? O-R-E?
Uh-uh.
You didn't. It's a Site Pacific dance and theater performance, an art installation at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Santa Fe River Arroyo at Avenida de Cesario. And if you park in the Agua Fria Park parking lot off Caja de Oro, there's no charge for this. It's very hard to describe what these folks are going to do, but if you go to Sarah Ashkin, that's SARAHASHKIN.com. You can find out more information. I'm not sure what's going on. There's an art installation and there's a bunch of people dancing in the riverbed.
That's good.
Yeah. And let's see, what is a performance at the screen? Right? We've got an encore of Don Carlo. And that is also on Sunday at 11 a.m. It's at the screen. Santa Fe University Art and Design on the campus.
And speaking of some more 99s, Ye Old Axel Holiday Shop, Shoppy, S-H-O-P-P-E, buoyed by the success of their 99 cents to $99 exhibition in October, they are presenting Ye Old Axel Holiday Shop, a selection of small, affordable art and artist-made objects from 30 local artists, and it's weekends. It hasn't started yet. November 25th through December 11th. Anyway, we'll read that next week. Or Thanksgiving. No, you know what? We're not going to be here the day after Thanksgiving. We're going to be digesting tryptophan.
Yes.
And that's about it.
Yep. I'll be on the couch. I'm not working that day.
I'm on the couch, too. Yeah. With many small dogs.
Many small dogs?
Well, at least three.
Oh, I've got three big ones.
That's right.
You want to trade?
Sure. No.
No. There is a Desert Academy is having a book sale, and I believe the book sale starts on Friday, today, and there's a preview from 5 to 7 p.m. Today, and then the book sale runs. Let's see, where is it? Saturday, or Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, and I believe. Oh, Saturday 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then on Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon. And there's going to be films, books, CDs, and more. Do some holiday shopping.
Holiday shopping, get it over with.
Support Desert Academy and get over there.
Do all your holiday shopping in November.
Yeah. Oh, that's not going to happen.
I know, but it's a goal. It's a worthy goal.
Yeah.
And let's see. Burt Dalton and his trio are at Jazz Ba in Albuquerque tonight. At El Maison tomorrow night at 7:30, and here in Santa Fe, and then the Endearing George Shearing Quintet at the Center for Spiritual Living at 4:00 on Sunday.
Neato. Let's see. Pink Martini. You ever seen Pink Martini live?
Uh-uh.
It's a 12-piece pop lounge group. They're playing at 7:30 p.m. on Monday. There's your chance. At the Lindsay Performing Arts Center. And they tend to come to town at least once a year.
I hear they're really good. I think from you. In this chair. No?
It might have been me.
It might have been you.
It might have been me. They you know, I'm afraid they might be getting overexposed. But they do come to Santa Fe a lot, but they're going to be here on Monday, the 14th, at the Lensic. So go check that out. Country singer-songwriter Don Williams is also going to be at the Lensic. That's on Tuesday the 15th at 7:30 p.m. Do you like country music?
It's not in my top five
music likability scale.
The time that I most loved it was during a particular time where I had just had my first love and gotten heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
And country music was sounding good around that time.
Oh yeah. It's the commiseration language.
Right. all the different ways that you want to just lay down and die.
Right.
Felines and Friends of New Mexico is a local cat rescue and placement organization that finds homes for abandoned and neglected cats. This week's featured kitty is Blackfoot Daisy. She is a playful and beautiful baby girl with short black hair. No, short black, white, and orange tortoiseshell coat. And if you would like to adopt Blackfoot Daisy or think about adopting Blackfoot Daisy, you can call 505-316-2281. 316-2281. You can also email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
I want a kitty.
Well, just don't let your three big dogs eat it.
I know, that's kind of a problem. I have one very big cat so that can hold his own, but I don't think a kitty's going to happen for a while anyway.
No, I can't. I've got two Jack Russell Terriers. Any cat that comes into my house will be a cat sandwich.
Oh, dear.
We don't want that.
No, we don't.
The dogs do, but...
Wednesday is a day for music in Santa Fe. There's a Pixies, the rock legends, the alt-rock legends are going to be performing at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. This one might be sold out, but you can contact Alenzik and confirm that. I believe it's probably sold out fairly fast. And then also on Wednesday, Seniyet, I believe that's how you pronounce it, a New England global pop trio is performing at one of my favorite local galleries, Caldera Gallery, over there on Baca Street. Right there, it's in you've got the Counterculture Cafe, and it's in that same little parking area, and they do some funky stuff over there. This group is they actually left a CD in my box, and there was a note on it that said something like, "If you think this is new age music, you're wrong." And I played it, and it was actually quite interesting music. Global pop is a good way to describe it.
Yeah, you got to put disclaimers like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people won't even listen to it.
Right. Or they'll list it as new age music.
Exactly.
In the calendar, which would be a horrible, horrible turn of events.
Great music from unknown operas with Stephen Coutte, opera expert, is at 5:00 on Thursday, November 17th at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe. The RSVP number is 629-1410. And so all kinds of unknown operas. Very, very interesting. If you're an opera fan.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. That actually looked pretty interesting.
Oh, here comes the music.
Oh, really?
How can that be?
Oh, my gosh. Go see Sanguivorous, a new Japanese horror film with live music. It's a silent film with live jazz.
Yeah.
And that is 3 p.m. Sunday, November 13th at Warehouse 21.
Excellent. And, my computer just went crazy.
Your computer just went crazy?
It just went crazy. Here, read something else while I try to get it back up.
Read something else. The Straight Up Quintet, did we talk about them? They're playing at 7 p.m. on Wednesday also, Night of Music, La Lodge at Santa Fe. Call 428-1527. They've got some great people. Arlen Asher's going to be on the reeds, and Paul Gonzalez on trumpet, and John Trenacosta on the
That's Wednesday,
drums.
The 16th of November?
Wednesday, the 16th of November.
Yes, that's a KSFR benefit.
Yes.
I just got a note about that, too. 7:00. Definitely, definitely check that out, ladies and gentlemen.
Show up.
Yep.
428-1527.
And, boy, there's too much to talk about. But anyway, Vista Grande Public Library, Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow in El Dorado, is having its annual fall book sale from 10 to 7, and Saturday from 10 to 5, 466-7323 for more information. And it's almost time to go.
It is almost time to go.
I should put on the music early.
Huh.
What else?
Well, we've got some movies here.
Los Muertos Fine Artworks. Los Muertos Open Studio Saturday and Sunday this weekend. And that is at 701A Viento Drive in Santa Fe. If you like kind of Day of the Dead style stuff, it's very good stuff. Go ahead, movies.
The Screen, The Mill and the Cross is screening at The Screen. It's an art history docudrama in English and Spanish with subtitles. Gets 3.5 chilies from Douglas Fairfield today in Paso Tiempo. And Jonathan Richards reviews The Skin I Live In, which is a nice, creepy Spanish drama. And that is a 4-chili review. Few and far between in Paso Tiempo. So go and read that and check it out.
All right. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe radio cafe.org. Thanks to Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering. Thanks to the entire excellent KSFR staff for all they do. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz. Hey, we've got a half a minute left, and so I'm going to let you know that Girls Inc. of Santa Fe is having a benefit at Body tomorrow from 5 to 7 in the afternoon. We talked about that on the show a couple of days ago, and what they're doing over there is you get to participate in the kind of workshops that they do at Girls Inc.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's not just food and hanging out. It's like actually doing cool stuff. And we already talked about Sanguivores. Anyway, lots of good stuff. Check out the Pasa Tiempo and everything that we haven't talked about. You will find. Rob Duwalt, have a wonderful weekend.
You have a wonderful weekend, too.
Ciao.